We are playing, I would call our arch rival, the Ileana Blackbirds, are in town for three games this weekend. They were here about a month ago, and they took two out of three against us, and we played pretty well. I thought we deserved a little better, but we'll see what happens this weekend. And then the other thing that's going on this weekend is the Alzheimer Association event that we're doing, a fundraiser for them. And we have a jersey auction going on. We have a bunch of other things going on Friday and Saturday for the games this weekend. And we're looking forward to that.
A lot of people don't realize that every time you play in town, you're supporting a charity, and it's just a big part of the Marquette Royals legacy.
And that's what we've tried to establish, and we are establishing, is we want to be involved with the community and help out some of the different associations, whatever they may be, and doing it at our home games. You know, for these games, we've done special jerseys like we did for Skate for Life a month ago, and yeah, that's why we're here. We're here to help out too.
Yeah, it's a great thing that the Royals do. And on top of bringing really, really good hockey, and you talk about playing the Ileana Blackbirds, and am I correct when I say that you guys really don't like each other a whole lot?
that would be accurate.
Would that be an accurate statement?
Maybe an understatement, but yeah, it'll be an interesting weekend this week. Actually, the last time we played them here at home, there were a couple of pretty good games that were what I thought good games to watch. And, you know, it's a fine line playing those guys. It can be a good game, but it doesn't take much to set it off into maybe a little more of a physical situation. But it was good hockey last time. We expect that this weekend, and because it always is. So we'll see.
Talking to Kevin Chapinia, head coach of the Marquette Royals, and coach, talking about the special jerseys that you guys wear. I think that's a fabulous idea, and those jerseys are going to be up for auction after the game. Is that correct?
That's correct. Everybody gets their own jersey, their name on it, and they auction them off after, and whatever proceeds go from the auction, they go straight to the Alzheimer's Association, and to help support them, and that's how they benefit from the event.
How can people find out more, Coach?
Actually, probably the most information we get out there is through our Facebook and, just Marquette Royals. You can track us down on Facebook. There's a lot of information there, and there's a little bit of, on the website, MarquetteRoyals.com, Royals with an E, as always.
Right, yeah.
That's where you bid on the jerseys if you want to bid online. It's set up there for you to bid on the jerseys, and they're pretty sharp too. I wish I had one to show you, but we won't have those till Wednesday, and they're purple, and the color for Alzheimer's, and they look pretty good.
Gotta like it. Talking to Coach Kevin Chapinia, joining us in the studio today, head coach of the Marquette Royals, and they got a big weekend coming up. And Coach, your team is playing the Ileana Blackbirds, and already mentioned that they're maybe your biggest rival, and sometimes you guys don't like each other, which is fine in hockey. I mean, that's really, in a lot of ways, that's how it should be. Tell us some of the best parts about the games when you guys play the Blackbirds.
Well, the Blackbirds, they usually have a physical team with some skill. They always work hard, and they're always coming at you. And they have kind of an edge to their physical. And like I said earlier, sometimes that edge can go over the edge, and that's when things get interesting sometimes. In 2 years, the Royals have had some interesting matchups with them, home and away, so but like I said earlier too, when it's a good game, it's a fun game to watch, like it was the last time they were up here. It was good hockey, fun to watch.
You want to make sure you come out to Lakeview Arena. The Royals play Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. And you're also partnering, as you always partner with a charity, and you're also partnering with the UP Alzheimer's Association this weekend.
Yeah, when we have our home games, we partner up with somebody, and this weekend it's Alzheimer's, and it's a fundraiser for them with a jersey auction, and they have raffles, and they'll have some other things going on there to support a local cause here in Marquette, and that's what we're about.
On top of that, you also have $2 beer and all kinds of good stuff going on, and all kinds of stuff for the kids. And there's also several ticket deals. I did hear that veterans with a veteran ID can get in for $2.
$2. Yeah, that's our typical we take care of our veterans, and $2 for veterans, $7 for adults, $5 for seniors and students. And as you said, beer is $2, so it's a relatively inexpensive night out for some hockey.
And one more thing I want to mention too, kids under 10 are free.
Correct. Actually, I believe it's under 12 and under. You know what? I might have to check that and make sure, but it's kids under that age are NC, no charge.
Yeah.
So it's fun to see them there.
It's a great evening of hockey on Friday night and Saturday night, and a great afternoon of hockey on Sunday afternoon. Coach, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, tell folks one more time how to get more information about what's happening.
Best way to get info about this weekend is the Facebook page, Marquette Royals, or you can go to our website, MarquetteRoyals.com, and Royals with the E in it at the end. So that's the best way to get the info.